We are on Yates Amud Aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara after Rashi's. Dasi Memela. It's about 10 lines up. So the Gemara said, even Shammai agrees in the case where you want to press it with the weights of the in the Beis Abad or the Guli Hagas, that's mutter. So the Gemara says, who's the Tana which holds that something, the case was already that, in other words, if you don't do it, even if you do it on Shabbos, it's not a Chiv Chattas. So who is that? The Osim Melech, the Great Mashkim Halol, Shenizchotim Me'aleihem, Lovashi Yaskim Me'bojim. If you start already by daytime, it's permitted, and even though they're being squeezed out, and they're continuing to squeeze on their own into Shabbos. So it's Rabbi Yishmol. So the Yishmol says the shum, the garlic, boiser is anovim mitkilos and kashem dakim, small grapes. So mitzvah and mashkan l'tava by boiser, you would squeeze out the liquid to use it as a dip. Fishu chazak, it's strong with carb lahat. That's phrase. This flavor of the grape is very close to the flavor of a vinegar type. So you'd use that as a dip to company meat. Malilos is shibarlim. Kernels shalai bishukolzach, which are not fully grown of wheat. Madaskin, you would crush them. Turn in bavonim, you would then wait on top of them. The mashkazov mehen, liquid would come out. The matabba, you would use it as a dip. So you started mi bedyoim. You crush them mi bedyoim. So Mishmol says yigmer meachas sharoskan mitzabrim bekovid. After you crush them. And you gather them together with a weight on top of them. You can let it flow on its own into the Shabbos. Rekiva says you cannot. Lo yigmur. Also lo nicha mi b'yoyim tachos kovlin. You cannot put them under weights erev Shabbos. Kei ligmur mi shetachos, that they should be completed in the evening. Now, so. Now again, my point out to you, it says, so where do you see that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos? You see you're allowed to do it from every Shabbos going into Shabbos. So Tosfos argues in Rashi and says the issue here is drinking the liquid which comes out. We know that the liquid which comes out on its own, Chazal made a gzeira on what's called mashkin shezovu, because they're afraid if you allow a person to drink the liquid which comes out on their own, the person might go squeeze for the liquid. Over here, what Rav Shmuel is saying is you're allowed to drink the liquid, drinking, indicating that means even if you would squeeze, there would not be any sederaisa. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with drinking it, because there's no gzeira. Apparently, means even if he had done it on Shabbos, it would not be a chi of deraisa. Okay, top line on your Tesam Beis. Rabbi Elozer, Omer, Rabbi Elozer, the Amaro, says that who was the Tana who says that this is permitted, that you could, what started the process of crushing it and Erev Shabbos, you may continue to on Shabbos to do an act of crushing it, is Rabbi Elozer. It's Rabbi Elozer the Tana. So Rabbi Elozer ben Pados, who was the Amora, said it was Rabbi Elozer ben Shamua, who was the Tana, Itnan, Chalas Dabash, you have the honeycombs, Shariz Kamei Erev Shabbos, that you they crush them before Shabbos. V'yotzamei Atzmon, and then it continues to flow out on its own on Shabbos. So that's also, you cannot use that honey. V'yibelozer Matur, and Belozer is Matur. So you see again this idea that if you crush it and then it comes out on its own, that's permitted. Okay, so now we have two Amaroyim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says it's Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Elozer says it's Rabbi Elozer. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, my time alone, Rabbi Elozer. Why didn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina say like Rabbi Elozer, the Amara said, that it was Rabbi Elozer the Tana? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that Hosam, who by honey, the Mikara Eichel, Ulubusayf Eichel. Honey starts out as an oichel and it ends up as an oichel. The balacha of disha is separating something which is from a non-oichel becoming an oichel. While it's on the stalk, it can't function as an oichel. And when you take it off, it becomes an oichel. Or the malacha of schita is originally, it was part of the orange, which is an oichel. Now it's a liquid, it's a mashke. So that's called, you're breaking apart the two things and getting out. So that's the malacha of disha. But over here, it is basically, it was a big, there's large oichel, now there's small oichel. There was more before, now there's less. That's not the malacha of disha. What do you mean?
If both are ochlim of the same sort, then it's not dishim.
Right. Then it's just cutting the smaller pieces.
So if they're both not ochlim, then it's also not dishim, or is
it? Right, it's not dishim. Disha is the act of extracting from a new thing which is B. Correct. Samora says, So, proving from honey to our Mishnah, we're talking about grapes and grape juice and, you know, and wine, or olives and olive oil, it's not a very good comparison. Rabbi Elazar, so what does Rabbi Elazar the Amora answer you? He says, that Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, permits even by Zeisim and Anavim. How do you know that? Haki Osir of Hoshia, Minar Hadoa, Rav Hoshia came from the Hadoa, Osi Baisim Mastisa Biyari came with the Brisa that he heard there, brought a Brisa in his hand literally, and the Brisa said the following, Zeisim and Anavim, Shariskan, Mibar Shabbos, Vyatsame Atzmon. So the exact same phrase of the Mishnah later on, Chalos Rasha Rizkim Erev Shabbos Yesem Yatzman, that it substitutes Zeisim Anovim for the words Chalos Dabash. So it changes now, we're not talking about honey, we're talking about Zeisim Anovim. And it says, Yesem Yatzman Asurin Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon Matirin. So here we have a braisa where Rebbe Lozer said his heter not only by honey, which is an oichel, but by zeisim and anovim, where the liquid mashka comes out. So now we don't know why didn't Rabbi Yisrael Chanina say the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, who is specifically addressing this issue of zeisim and anovim, and says it's mutter. So the Mursa Rabbi Yisrael Chanina b'raisa l'shmila, he was not aware of the b'raisa. And that had he been aware of this brisa that Rabbi Elazar said, that he would have said the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. But he was not aware of the brisa. Okay. So now, Rabbi Elazar, the Amara, my time of the Amara, Rabbi Yisrael, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Yisrael that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel? That Rabbi Shmuel said the case of the Shum, the Bursar, and the Malilis, which you were Rizkin Mibayoyim, Rishmo says you can be Yigmar on Shabbos. So that's the same then as our Mishnah. So Amar Lachasar, Rabbi Elazar, the Amara, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos will answer you. Lav Itmar Law, didn't we learn in regards to the statement of Rabbi Shmuel that Amar Rabba Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan explains that there are three steps in the process of processing the zeisim in an oven, or I guess anything. But that there's riskin, I guess what you look like risika, I guess you would call it. Then there's dicha, and then there's shchika. The finest part of the process is shchika. The coarsest part of the process is the first step is the risika. So, Amar Bierchanan, the mechasarin dicha, the kliyamal pligi. If it's still missing the dicha process, there's different levels of crushing. I'm not sure exactly what they look like. if it has not had the dicha process, that it's only had resika, everybody agrees that it's aser. The kipligi b'mchusar shchika. So the machlokes where Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel was matir, you've done the process of resika, you've done the process of dicha, and now all that's left is shchika. So then Rabbi Shmuel says that's considered it's completed enough that you're allowed to let it continue in Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says no, because a person would go do shchika, he'd still be chayiv. So Rabbi Shmuel doing shchika is not going to be chayiv. So he didn't ask her doing letting it flow on its own, because even if he would squeeze it, it would not be a problem. Even if it was shchika, but Bahani Nami kim chusar and dicha damu. Rabbi Elazar ben Pados feels that in regards to our Mishnah, what was the step in the process our Mishnah is referring to, when they would put the Gulei Agas in the Keres Beis Abad, that was the stage which was not just missing shchika, it was a stage which was missing even more than that, it was missing dicha. And that's, Rabbi Shmuel never said that was mutter. So you can't say the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel who's matter that. But the Braisa of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Matar, is talking about a case of Zaysim Anobim Shariskim Mibut, Mayor of Shabbos. He's talking about just Rasika, and still he's matter that. So that's a very good comparison to our Mishnah. I'm not sure exactly what each step of the process, what it looks like, but the point being that if there's another stage where you could crush it, thereby pulling out more liquid, so that's our question. Is that say now that so the malach is potentially still possible to do? We explained the pshat in the Mishnah was once it gets to the point where basically all it has to do is just flow. Just it's the bond between the grape and the liquid has been broken. The liquid now is separate from the grape. Just it has to actually flow out, which is the kabbara issue. So that's not the malach of disha anymore. But you have to reach that stage, and that's not the Rish Mal was not discussing. He was talking about it was more processed, and that's why he was matter. The Mishnah was less processed, and still it's matter that it's not a Rish Mal. See Rashi. Rabbi Elazar Omer, who Rabbi Elazar ben Pados to Amar. Rabbi Elazar the Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pados says the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar he. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that's referring to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Stam Rabbi Elazar shal Mishnah Braisa, whenever it says Rabbi Elazar Stam in the Mishnah of the Braisa, it's referring to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Chalas Basha, Kaveris, Roida, you would take out of the beehive. Hosin Kamin Chalas shal Shaiba, it looks like there's like the comb looks like little pieces of pieces of wax, but the Rashba Sechar and the honey's inside. Shariskun is Kahisun, you would crush them. As soon as the Shabbos Achil, you can't eat the honey on Shabbos. The Morris says, but in Rulos is Matu. The Morris says, it's not a good comparison over here. The Basha Lachar says, I'm in Achel, says, Nami Ochlohu. Even after it flows out, it has the status of Ochel. Hilchel Lekle, Migzer Bey, the Gabi Hilchel's Tuma. You can't be garish, maybe he'll squeeze it and then be over the malacha of schita, which is told of dosh, because it's not shach schita. Schita is a liquid from extracting a liquid from a salad. Over here it's a salad, it has a dinner of oichel to oichel. But hacha zeisim anovim, the masnisin, the mikara ukla bahashtam ashka. But over here, we are concerned dealing with grapes. So they're juice. That's a full potential of schita d'oraisa. Shouldn't be matter. So he brought a raisa which says that Reloz actually was matter by Zaysim and Anobim. The Polig Rabbi Elazar opposite. He was not aware of the Braisa which that Rabbi Elazar even said his halacha by Zaysim and Anabim. When he the Chalos Basha, he Mishnah Parakhamish and Ishbaro, Lahabi Motzah, the Muye, the Mastizim Mishum Perichadaliyah. And based on the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah later on in Parakhamish, That's the name of the perek. So you can't prove anything because that's the case of honey, and there's no riots are mission. If it's missing the process called dicha still, so then putting the weights on it is still doing something. You're doing the malacha on Shabbos. Shkicha is yesem dicha. Is what you do. It's a level of grinding it after dicha. Lashon oidecha b'metucha. Is that pulverizing it in the mortar. Reversing Gerson keep thinking about Machasaran Schita, not Shchika, but Schita. Shinidoichu Yafa, they've been ground fine. Maintenance and Gemeris, Ella Schita. So at the end, all it does is the act of squeezing, now it's just squeezing it out, but it's already been broken, it's been detached. Before Amanda Garish Shchika, Tinosan Shechakosan. So we say that there was what's bothering Rashi is if it's missing Shchika, Shchika is a grinding process, and over here you're putting weights on top, you're not grinding anything. So Rashi's Bivigaris Shchita, so then that fits very nicely. That's the act of squeezing it, putting weights on top of it, squeezing it. But if you're Garish Shchika, you have to say that the weight, putting the weight on top is equivalent to this grinding process. But the level of what's missing in our Mishnah is something more comparable that's lacking the process called Dicha, which is Mitinosan, he Dichasan, he Shechakosan, he Sechtosan. This putting the weight on top will do the process of Dicha, then Shchika, and Skita. Rabbi Shmuel, but it also Rabbi Shmuel agrees that case is also so. Rabbi Shmuel can't be the town of the Mishnah, which says it's mutter. Okay, no piece of Gemara. This is a halacha which is not really connected at all to what we said before, except that it's referring to the oil that you find on the base of Bat. So once it brings in a halacha regards to Hilchos Muksa, Shem Shabbadonin. The Bedadim were the workers which worked in the Beis Abad, or the owner of the Beis Abad, which get paid with a certain amount of shemen. They would leave it for the Beis Abad. So that oil which is left behind to give to the Bedadim, umachsalosh Bedadim, or the mats which the Bedadim used to cover over the vats, etc. So they're basically set aside for the purpose of Schar, in a certain sense, to set aside as payment or set aside as use in the process. So there, even though the mat is could be used just as much as a mat in your home as a mat to cover over the vat. But the person's mind is basically designated for the purpose of this business process of processing the oil. Does that make it muksa? So Rav also Rav holds it to Mukta. Shmuel holds it to Mutter. And Morris says later on, Rashi points out that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon. And he's passing like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Lesley Mukta. Lesley Mukta means if you have an item which is totally usable on Shabbos, and but it's been designated, the person will designate it for purpose X, which is a purpose you can't do on Shabbos, business, whatever it is. So, for example, a person has a clothing store in his basement. Okay, so he has various types of clothing. He realizes Shabbos morning he needs a shirt. He says, no problem, go downstairs and take a shirt. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do that because it was designated for the purpose of business, for skara. You can't do skara on Shabbos. He was maksadad das. Shimon says a person never is masadas, and something which he knows he could use personally. It's totally usable in Shabbos. There's no Isser involved in using it for himself. So you never be masadas. According to Shimon, last day muksa, he never let go of that possibility. He wanted to use it for his own purpose. So same thing over here with the machzelas. That's the same idea with the machzelas. This mat, It's totally usable on Shabbos. Just he designated to use it as part of the process. So he wants to take it home and use it for something else. Some more says similarly, honey karki the what's the place? Karki the zuzi. So Rashi says it was a type of a mat which was used to cover over the merchandise when you would go in a boat. He would use these large mats to cover the merchandise. So again, Rav Osar and Shmuel Shori. Amram Nachman. Now this is the more negeya on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. If you have an animal which has been designated to use for a purpose other than shechita, may a person change his mind on Yom Tov and decide to shecht it and eat it. You let a shecht on Yom Tov. It is a muksa issue. So a person has a goat which he's designated to, the purpose of the goat is to produce milk. He's designated this sheep that it should produce his fleece, that regardless of its osser or a chicken for eggs, the cows for the purpose of plowing, or cows, bulls for the purpose of plowing, the iska, or he has dates which he set aside for the purpose of business. He's gonna sell them. So all of these cases, he wants to now change his mind and eat them on Yom Tov, or use and shecht them on Yom Tov and eat them on Yom Tov. So Rav says you can't do that. Rav Osir, because it's a problem. Muksa. Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel says it's Mutter. Makamifel Gid Beplukta Der Bihuda Rav Shimon. This is all the Machlokes in Rav Yehuda, which holds a Muksa. Rav Shimon does not hold, quote unquote, does not hold a Muksa. Now, that's not true that Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. There are many muksas Rav Shimon agrees to, but this idea that just the whole muksa isn't created in the person's mind, that he's makta das, and that's the whole muksa, that Rav Shimon doesn't hold. The person never really let go. Yeah?
I learned that under some limited circumstances, it is possible to do svara on Shabbos, right? You don't discuss the price and like that. So, is that only according to Rav Shimon, or is that.
Okay, it's an interesting
that
point.
That seems kind of like a little circular here, because if that's true, then you shouldn't have a problem even according to people. Or does that depend on?
Theoretically, you would be right that should impact and say there shouldn't be in a muksa. But since the ma'aser person, this in his mind is oimed for the type of scar which you're not doing that type of, it's made for regular merchandise.
It's a rare thing, right?
What?
It's a rare thing to be able to.
Right, so therefore, that's. The defining scar that it's aimed for is not that usually, so therefore still according to Rehuda be muksa. Versus how Tamida the Ari becharsa the argues could be Shimon. So there was a person who paskins in the city of called Charsa, the name of the city the Argus was built by the person called, his name was Argus. What a name. His name is Angry, The Argus, makes you upset. That's his name. Makes you upset, So, hi, my name is Yankel, makes you upset, Anyway, so, what?
I know
people. I understand, but that's their name, in Yiddish, there's a name, umklik means a tragedy. So there was a person, Nebuchadnezzar's last name was Umklik. And he went to the Rabbi Shereb. The Rabbi told him he should change his name. His name is Glick. He's the famous Mr. Glick from Australia who supports Joseph Glick. Gives millions of dollars to the Lubavitch. His name originally was Glick. He changed his name to Glick. So he paskin over there to Rabbi Shimon. Shamtei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna put him in Cherem. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why did he put him in Cherem for patin like Rav Shimon? But Rav Shimon's real, and we passed like Rav Shimon. We pass on like Rav Shimon by Muksa. Morris says, "But Asher the Rav Hava Leiboyle the Mevet Hachi." But that city was where Rav's Talmidim etc. held sway. They used to be knowing like Rav Yehuda, so it's improper to paskin. Improper to paskin like Rav Shimon under those circumstances. Okay, Hani Trei Talmidi. So this is. I'm not sure at all why this story is here. So the Loch on Shabbos, in case there's a Deleika, so Chazal created certain things you're allowed to do, because they were afraid, again, the person would get too involved in the process of saving things, next thing you know, he's going to start putting out the fire. So it's almost the opposite. We had the case of the keys, giving the keys to the, when a person trapped Misha Hichshik, we said, Chazal felt the need to be matur, because if you were not getting matur, he's going to be Yisrim Deraisa. Chazal over here felt the opposite, that is a need, if we need to contain what he's allowed to do, because if we give him free rein, he's going to forget himself and put out the fire. So Chazal made limitations. So one limitation is, you're allowed to save food, you have a limit, you can only save enough food for Shabbos. However, that, in other words, if the person would have to transport it out of the burning building into a place to be initial to carry to, initial to Rabbanon, from a, there was no Eruvich Hatzeris. So he wants to carry from the house into the Chatzir. Can't carry. It's an Isser. They're a mat to the Isser of carrying. But with a limitation, you can only take enough food for Shabbos. However, if you're carrying it in one large container, you can take as much as you want in the large container. If you're going to have to schlep out one thing, two things, as we say, one, you can take out, you know, it's more than one act of schlepping it out, so that already we limited it. If it's one big mice, you can take as much as you want at one shot. So, Hani Trey Talmidi, Chad Matzel B'Chad Mona, B'Chad Matzel B'Arba B'Chomesh Moni. One was matzel in one container, one was matzel in five containers, four or five containers. So it says, Rashi says, so how did that work? You're not allowed to do that. If it's in one container, we know there's a limitation later on, you're allowed to take as much as you want. But not when it's five containers. So Rashi says that what he did was, I'm not sure exactly the physical mitzvah, he was able to sort of like then fold them together into one large container. I'm not sure exactly how that worked. So Mor says, Kamifogi, but put to the Rabbi Barzavta, Barafuna. This is the plug that around Amaroyim, whether that's mutter or not. And this is, I guess it's a story of Talmidim which did something, which is a hemshech of the story of the Talmud over there who made the chair. So Grash, Hashem Shabbatodin. It's about halfway down, a little bit above halfway down the page, in the narrow line still. Adi the Arab Sabad, the oil which is given to the Badarin, to the workers. So since we're discussing Allah the Beis Abad, we mentioned it over here. There's no real connection. Shemin, the Amishtar Bezabis Abad, Tachasatina, in the various corners under the weights, there would be a little bit of oil which would not come out. So the lachas of who nitzel the bedarin, you would give that to the bedarin, to the workers. Machzelah shel bedarin, shemachasim behenesus zaysim, the mat they would use to cover over the olives. Rabba shel taltule, you cannot move them ishul muksa, they're muksa. The rab sabr krib Yehuda, but muksa yehuda krib Yehuda. Shmuel sabr krib Shemin, the last time muksa, it doesn't hold this type of muksa. Rachamir and Misha Hirshel, that's more explains later on that the issue over here is an issue of muksa, and that's Mechagasin, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Now, our Gemara actually has it preferred over here. It sounds like Rashi maybe did not have that gears in his Gemara. Kachar Zuzi, Zug Shal Metzolas was a pair of mats, Mechassim Menes, a pragmati, which would cover merchandise, Shal Svina, while you're in the ship. In the hold of the ship, they would cover the merchandise. Zuzi is Loshin Zug, it's a pair, Fishahim Shtayim, they used to come in pairs. Mysterious Koyla, and it's made, it sort of like make like a tent with it. And that's how they used to cover the merchandise. Shubas Agarim, it's also Karchi, the Zivi, Farshahu, Lashon Svina, Balashon Arami. So it means the mats which are found in the boats. A, the medicine Chalbi, you have a goat which has been designated to use for the purpose of producing milk. Bechen Rochel, a medicine Yizosar, or sheep which has been designated for the purpose of producing fleece. Vitar the Ridya, Ha'im the Chavisha, has been designated for the purpose of plowing. Tamar the Iska, Ha'im the Lahalicha, Nuskar, the Mokam Acher, they've been designated for the purpose of going around and selling them. So, you know.
Does that make a difference?
Maybe it's answering Lewis's question. In other words, this wasn't, the type of thing you're selling in your house if the guy comes in and jumps it, but was you're gonna this is large amounts of merchandise you would go and transport and sell. But the Rebbe Yehuda, this they muksum perka achrin. You can't shat them in yomtiv. They're muksa because they've been designated for a purpose which you can't do in yomtiv. Alam kain he's mina b'minyan unless you would redesignate them before yomtiv for the purpose of eating them. Rishimin, sure, according to Rishimin, it's mutter. Charsh is shemokim. Charsh is the name of the place. The argues of the person named Argus. Why? Adam Echad Hoya Amgushi Shibana Loisa here. The person who built the city was an Amgushi. Amgushi is a sorcerer. So I guess that's why they called him Argus, because he got people upset. Alternatively, Amgushi is also, so he was Margus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He angered a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anyway, Rahunun Bedarba Rahunun lived in that city, Nebuch. That's where he lived. Medayan Morris Kurosoi Kayemis Shom. That's where he's buried. Kachamitsasi Bishubu. Hukrav Shimon Sriyalon. We pass on Shimon Hashta nowadays. Like the Morris later on. But my Shamsin said, why did they put him in Kherim? It was Rav's town. Chad Matzel Oichlin Umashkin Mipnei out the lake of Harbe, the Chotzer Amurevis. You would take it out to the Chotzer. I'm sorry, he's doing, going in the Malacha, even if it's still Chotzer, which is Murevis, is also Chloik is Tanoim over there. Because we don't want him to take too much, get too overwhelmed. The Chad Mona, we do it with one container. Kedanam Mitzilin Salmo Lekikris, Wabagav Shiesh Bermeya Studus. It's a large big basket full of loaves of bread, as many as you want. 100 meals. L'chad matzah b'arba b'chamesh money. Elashek mekaplon kulon l'sech kligodol b'noisim b'pamachas. He would put it in smaller containers and put it in a large blanket. Later on, argues if that's permitted or not.